Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Wait for
Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the LC and Jack Radio Show, live from New York. And now, here are your hosts, LC and Jack.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to the LC and Jack Radio Show, where your man LC is holding it down, and my man Cornbread is in the house on the LC and Jack Radio Show tonight. We thank you for joining in and tuning in to another edition of the show. And we have a packed show for you tonight, I guess maybe an hour and a half, 2 hours of action-packed fun entertainment for you this evening. So sit back, relax, and have some fun with the show. What's up, my man Brett?
Yo, what it is, lad?
What's the good word?
Well, it's nasty out. It's really nasty, and I'm not liking it right now. You know what I'm saying? I'm really not liking this sleet, rain. I feel like I'm in Alaska, you know?
Yeah, man, it's pretty nasty up here in the NYC, with LC and Jack, is home of the show. And I tell you, it's better than all the snow we've been getting. I'll tell you that, Brett.
True.
Unbelievable, man. I mean, if this, the amount of rain we got today was snow, I think we'd be snowed in for about a week.
Yes, sir.
So it's kind of crazy, but we're here, still rolling along.
That's it.
Providing a show, entertainment show for you, our listener. For without you, we have no show. So again, thanks a lot for tuning in. And like I said before, we got a great guest going to be on a little bit later on the show. So again, sit back and relax. And if you want to call in a little bit later on in the show, actually, we'll take calls for the first few minutes at area code. You can reach us directly, area code 347-843-4738. Again, this is LC, my partner in crime, Cornbread in the house.
What up?
And I tell you, he is not here on the line yet, but the Jets did their thing, Brett.
Oh, I don't want to hear that, man. Gangrene.
Did their thing.
I had to get a J back, you know, because they was the Eds for a while. I had to give them the J back this weekend because they really put it on Brady. I think he cut his hair right now. You know what I'm saying? Stop looking like, what's that little kid name? Justin Bieber? Bieber Fever? Brady, cut your hair, man. It's over. You're not going to win the Super Bowl this year.
Crazy.
Woo, am I hating or what?
I tell you, Beantown is upset.
Man.
Unbelievable. Big upset. I tell you, no one saw this coming. I mean, you know, I was an optimist. I figured the Jets would beat New England. I mean, not New England. Indy, excuse me.
Yeah.
And they did. And who would have thought they would have ripped Brady apart? Nobody.
Ripped him.
Ripped my man apart.
Couldn't even get a first down.
I tell you, he was just seeing gangrene all day and all night. When he hit that pillow, his head hit that pillow, man, he had nightmares of seeing gangrene.
He thought Joe Klecko and Mark Gatineau was in there. The New York, what was that, Sackett's Change football, man. He was a little kid back then when they were playing, so that's what they were playing against. A little kid, man. Brady was a little Justin Bieber this weekend.
Unbelievable, y'all. Oh,
man.
Unbelievable.
Disappointed me.
Unbelievable, I tell you. It's one for history. Now the key is, will the Jets, and Mr. Jet has not called in yet.
Yeah.
I expect a call from him, but if he doesn't, will they be able to muster enough to get in the Super Bowl and beat Pittsburgh? Now, we already know that they beat Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
You know, but now it's for all the marbles to get in the big dance.
Onesies, twosies.
So who you got your money on, bro?
Pittsburgh!
Wow.
Go ahead, rock Pittsburgh. They got a hoagie named after him. So
he said Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh.
Oh, man.
I'm going to have to go out to Pittsburgh this weekend. You know what I'm saying?
Wow, he said Pittsburgh. Wow, break going out.
Ain't nothing but 7 hours down the road for me. You know I'm the man that travels.
You ain't lying.
I love the road, man.
Pittsburgh. Wow. Well, you know what? I jumped on the Jet bandwagon the first game. I jumped off. I'm going to jump back on.
I'm right here.
And so I'm going to go gangrene. Even though everybody that listens to the shows know LC is down with the Cowboys, okay? So we're a little down and out this year.
In fact, I got you a hat, LC. I forgot. Oh, man, my bad. I got you a hat.
You got my hat.
I got your hat.
I know I left it somewhere, one of my hats.
No, I got you a hat from Dallas.
Oh, word.
Yeah,
that's
man.
What I'm talking about.
I was thinking about you, but
I
forgot to bring it. You know, I'm in-house tonight, so I forgot to bring it to you.
Well,
that's what's good. Oh, man.
That's what's good. So we, you know, I tell you, it's real exciting. We'll see what the Jets can do. My man, Big Norm, didn't know what to do with himself. Couldn't believe that his team won.
What up, Sail Rock?
Unbelievable. The Jets pulled off the miracle game. Beat all the odds. Vegas, I tell you, Vegas actually made out because, they predicted that New England, you know, everybody, actually not them, but I should say everyone, put their money on New England.
Yes, I did.
So Vegas made out big time.
Big time.
You know, so we'll see. I tell you, man, we will see what's going to go down with the Jets. I'm actually pretty excited. New York hasn't been in the game since, I guess, 07.
Yep.
Giants was in the house.
Yep.
So it's going to be interesting to see if Rex can pull off another two wins, at least another one win to get him in the big game.
Yeah, they got
to
get there first.
Yeah, you ain't lying, man. It's a long road, and a lot of Jet haters were out there, like myself. Ain't going to front.
Right,
but I had to rock my team, and they are put to bed until next year. So we will see what the New York Jets will do this week. I'm actually putting some money on them. So let's see if they can deliver. And LC will be very happy. May even rock the Jet slogan. Jay.
Wow.
Yes. No,
not with the fireman.
Yeah, fireman. What is he? Fireman Bill, whatever his name is.
Man, not with Hill. I can't stand that.
I tell you.
Oh, man.
So we're gonna see. We're going to see what happens with the Jets, but I must give a shout to all those Jet fans out there. You know, I tip my hat to y'all because I never thought it could happen.
It did.
It did. You know what? And so I'm like, yo, I'm a New York man. Got to rock with New York. I'm going to rock them all the way. Hopefully they don't disappoint, but we're going to rock them just like we rock with the Yankees, and I'm not a Yankee fan.
Love my Yankees.
So we're gonna rock with the Jets, and we'll see what happens. So we'll see what goes on from there, and I don't know. We'll see what the deal is. I don't know. You're predicting, Brad. You're saying, man, you think it's gonna be Steelers, man. How's it gonna go out like that?
Pittsburgh, because I don't like the Jets, man.
Wow.
I never liked the Jets.
You gonna go out like that?
Yeah, man, I got to stick to my guns, you know.
Jeez.
My Rams is out, so I got to stick to what I know best. Roethlisberger, you know what I'm saying? What's the other dude, the wide receiver? He's good. I like him, man. Little Chinese black guy.
Yeah. You're rolling with Hines Ward.
Hines Ward, yeah. You know, put some ketchup on it.
I tell you, man, the Jets, man, I'm still shaking my head. Yo, they did their thing.
I give them props. You know, they did their homework. See, kids, do your homework. When you do your homework, it pays off. You know what I'm saying? They did their homework. You know what I'm saying? That's why Peyton Manning's sitting home.
You ain't lying.
And his brother, Eli. Because everybody did their homework against that team.
But look at the Jets, though. You got to give them credit. They knocked off Peyton.
Mm-hmm.
Knocked off Brady.
Brady.
And now
Big Ben.
He's trying to knock off Big Ben. Yo,
he knocks off Big Ben, they got to win the Super Bowl. I'm saying that right now. If they knock off all those three, those are Hall of Famers.
I tell you, man.
All three of them.
That would be huge, huge. It's a big task.
Yeah.
To knock off three Super Bowl quarterbacks.
Wow. Can you imagine?
Right? Get in there, three Super Bowl quarterbacks?
Yeah. Man, Sanchez would be the biggest thing since Joe Willie.
Oh,
if he does
he's
that.
He's going to be bigger than Nate.
Yeah.
Than Namath. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
He's going to be huge. So we're going to see what happens. While we are waiting for our guests, which we, it's going to be on shortly, your girl is getting married, dear Brad. I'm looking through my notes here, and I see Ish Cole is going to be getting married to Daniel Gibson, who is the
Booby.
His party. Yeah.
She going to marry Booby?
She going to marry
Booby Gibson.
So I was like, wow. I didn't, I really don't follow a lot of the hype stuff, but, I guess, hey, teach
that's not
home.
Even hype anymore, because LeBron is going from Cleveland.
They dead over there.
And Cleveland sucks, so what kind of, that's why nobody knows they're getting married, you know what I'm saying? LeBron stole all their fire.
Unbelievable, man.
Big up to them, Keisha, Booby,
Keisha Cole getting married. Yeah, she's doing her thing, I'm not mad at her, I thought she was going to stay single, for the brothers a little longer, I guess she got tired, and she's looking for that mate.
Yeah, she's got a mate, but he's kind of, I don't know him, I don't know her, so, what can I say? Good luck, Send me some wedding pictures. Hit Brad up on Facebook. / cornbread, Send me some pictures. Let me see what's going on. Maybe we can give y'all some more shine.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the LC and Jack radio show here with LC. I'm in Cornbread here in the house, and if you want to give us a call, we got a few minutes here. You can reach us direct, area code 347-843-4738. LC and Jack radio show. If you're looking to promote an event, you have some type of whatever you got going on, you're looking to get some promotions for, hit us up. We can put a package together. We can give you a live plug here on the show, put you on our website, lcandjack.com, or whatever we need to do to help push you and get you out there. Give us a shout in the office, area code 631-664-4452. We have a package to meet your needs. Man. I'll tell you, Brad, scanning over here some of the other news. Looks like Missy Elliott and Timbaland are getting ready to hit hard radio. They got a new single coming out.
All right.
I think me and you are, I was just talking to somebody. We're just talking about Missy Elliott. We're like, you haven't heard from them. They just dropped off the scene. And you haven't heard anything from them. But I guess, when you got as much money as they have,
to lay low,
you're gonna afford to say, look, I'm gonna chill for 2 years, 3 years.
Do the Barbra Streisand high for 25 years and come out and make a movie.
I tell you, man. So I was like, wow. So they're coming out with something new, and I look forward to hearing with Missy. I love Missy.
Right.
Very creative.
Very.
And when everybody was hating on her, they were like, saying, she was so weight and this and that.
Yeah.
They were like hating. But you know what? She's like, I could take my weight and flip it. And sure enough, Yo, she did her thing with all those crazy different videos.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, she decided, you know, for health reasons, to lose some weight, which I give her a lot of credit for. And she looks great. And I wish her much success. And, you know, maybe one of these days we get her on the LC and Jack radio show.
That's it.
You know, see what's going on in her world. See where she's been all this time. I tell you, it's been more than a minute for her. And we'll see what she's got in store. See what kind of projects she's got hitting off. And, you know, I guess, you know, we'll go from there. Really find out what's going down. Seeing some information here on my girl Halle Berry.
Oh, what she did?
Oh, actually, she's actually chilling. They just took some nice photos of her.
Her new boyfriend?
And, you know, she's always doing her thing. You never know what the heck's going on with her.
Yeah.
What else do we have going on here? Scanning here. Lil' Kim pictures I'm looking at. I tell you, you look at somebody like Lil' Kim, who's really changed what she looks like.
You'd be like, what?
Over a period of time. I mean,
yeah.
You know, I'm not mad at her, but I'm like, wow.
MJ syndrome.
A lot of plastic surgery going on.
Yeah.
But I guess, you do what you got to do to, you know, make yourself look hot.
She was already hot.
Well, I guess not. If you had to get some plastic surgery done.
Some people have that complex, you know what I'm saying? So they don't look good to themselves, you know.
Is that what it is?
They live in a fantasy, you know. Some people go through that, and they don't. Sometimes when you have that money, you don't want to listen to people who want to give you some good constructive criticism, and you're into your own world, and then you find out that you're gonna stay in that own world by yourself, and you mess yourself up.
I guess, man.
That Lisa and Harry show, she was an example of that reality show when she messed up her lips. And she finally realized, you know, she made a big mistake because she wasn't happy the way she looked with those little baloney lips she had. And then she had tire lips. And then, oh, man, it looked like she has keloids on her lips. You know what I'm saying?
So, I tell you.
I don't know. You know? I mean, everyday people like you and I and people that we know, you know, we look good, you know. I know the people that we know look good and fabulous. If they put a little makeup on, look good, and you wash your face and you know, you keep your hygiene right, you eat right, you drink water. God made you a certain way. You're going to stay that way for the rest of your life. So why change it?
That's right.
You know? So I don't know.
I tell you. Well, we got a call here, Brad. Let's see who's on the line.
All right.
Welcome to the LC and Jack Radio Show. Who do we have on the line?
What's pretty good? This is Shawty Ree from Canada.
Shawty Ree, what's good?
What's up, Shawty Ree?
We get much love from Canada, baby.
All right, man. Don't bring the cold down here. Keep that up there,
no,
Shawty Ree.
I only bring heat down there.
Ah, that's what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? It's a new year. Where you at, girl? Yo, LC sent me your website, and let me tell you, not only do you sound good, fellas, she looks good. Telling you,
much
she
respect.
Is
that
fire.
Means a lot to me, so.
She will burn those borders when she come through.
We waiting.
Oh,
we're waiting, Shorty.
I can't wait. That's another reason why I wanted to come on here, and because you guys showed me so much love last time. And I just wanted to update everybody on what's going on. And I can't wait to come down to the U.S. and it's happening so quickly.
All right.
I'm going to be down there, actually, in Miami on the 29th.
Okay.
We have Rick Ross's birthday bash.
Okay.
Really?
My management actually is one of the people kind of putting the whole event together.
All
with
right.
Seven Figure Entertainment. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be a huge event. Got some huge invited guests, including P. Diddy, of course, and Lil Wayne, Cash Money, DJF from G-Unit, Shadyville, huge people. So it's going to be a huge event. We'll see who ends up being there, but I can't wait. It's going to be exciting.
Oh, you got me.
And,
you got me amped. I'm ready. I'm ready to come down to Miami.
Man.
It's a hard
I have to cancel my show on the 29th. I got a show on the 29th. at Wings Theater. I'm going to have to clip my wings and come on down to Miami. LC, what's up, man? Can we postpone this show or what?
Yo, nah, we can do a live down in Miami, baby. Right to the beach.
Get a feed.
That's
get a video feed.
Right. Right down the beach. That's what I'm talking
well, Miami
about.
Miami is hot. Miami is popping right now, so.
Oh, you ain't lying.
It's always popping.
Woo! Be ready, baby. What else is popping there, Shorty Reed? What's happening in Canada? What's good up there?
Oh, Canada is great, though. Actually, I was just nominated on this blog site
really?
For Female Year for 2011. So everybody can go on there and vote. It's bigmouth.com. And vote for me, and let's see. We're going to win this. So.
All right.
Well, that's what
good.
I'm talking
Sounds
about.
Good.
Y'all, all y'all going out there and support our girl, Shorty Ree. She's was good, was happening, was blazing. It's definitely something you want to check out. Hit them up with your web information there, Shorty Ree.
Yeah, actually, you can hit me up on... We actually don't have the website.
No, that's all good.
Online,
hit them up on your Facebook or your Twitter. Hit them up.
Yeah, which is Shawty Ree, S-H-A-W-T-E-E-R-E. And the Ree stands for Ree, so that's how you can remember.
All right.
And you can, that's my Twitter, and you can actually Google me and find whatever you need to find. So
I'm going to Google you tonight, baby. What's
oh,
up?
Oh, boy. That's crazy, I tell you that. Shorty Ree's doing her thing.
Right.
Fellas, she will That's not disappoint you, okay? LC.
Man, cornbread.
Shorty is bringing the fire.
Big time, yo. Blazing. She's like the Kindle, the start of the fire, and it just keeps blazing and blazing and blazing, man.
That's right, baby.
You can't even put that fire out. It's a three-along fire, baby. Hotter than chili on a Sunday.
She is doing her thing.
I
am
love
not
coming
mad
on here.
I am Much not mad. So when you coming to the NYC there, Shorty?
That's what I'm talking about.
Right after Miami, actually, we're setting it up. So I'm going to be down there recording, interviews, everything. So I
All
can't
right.
wait because that's
All
the
right.
mecca of everything. And like you said last time when we were on here, if you can make it in New York, you can make it anywhere.
That's
and
right,
baby.
That's right. It's NYC. It's the place
so
to be.
So might as well do the takeover right now. You know
all right, let's
saying?
Do this.
Let's
all
do
right.
it, baby. You do it here with all the labels heads are right here. So
mm-hmm.
you might as well come
Definitely.
On down to the NYC and stay permanently. This is what's good. You know, we'll
Definitely.
Take you, we
Definitely.
Have to meet Brad. We'll take you on, you know, a little tour of the Big Apple.
Yeah, show you Empire State Building, Chinatown, all that. You know what I'm saying? Circle Line.
You ain't lying, boy.
I'm excited.
It's
going
to be a little
wait.
Chilly to take those trips right now.
But she's fine. She's going to make waves.
She's from Canada, too, so
she's
going
to make waves, man.
She's used to it. She's used to the cold.
I'm telling you, she's going to be walking out in her shorts. She's on fire. I've seen
yeah,
it, fellas. Tell you,
yeah,
the snow.
It is cold up here right now, so that's
she's not even gonna worry about them snow clouds. She's gonna be plowing through herself. Mayor Bloomberg's gonna be loving her coming through this town.
Oh man, she's gonna give the mayor a stroke. All his money ain't gonna save him.
Oh man,
I'm talking about.
Got it.
Wow,
that's good.
Yeah.
All right, there, Shorty.
Yeah, so
you got anything
that's
else for us tonight?
What's
you got
that?
Anything else? Anything else going on tonight? Anything else you want to plug?
No, just that. After that, we have some shows in LA in February, then March, Arizona. But everything is being worked out right now. We don't have any exact dates, but
good.
I'm gonna definitely hit you up with that once we get that.
That's what's good. That's what I'm talking
everything
about.
Everything is popping. That's just what's up.
That's what's up. All
right.
Well, we thank you for calling in the show.
Much
LC
love
Jack
for
Radio
having
show.
Me. Nothing but respect for LC and Jack and everything y'all do for artists. And I just love coming on here. That's for real.
Well, thank you very much. We're going to try to hype up the artist tonight. We're waiting for our guest to call in. He should be in calling in shortly. So all those artists
yes.
out there that are trying to get the latest info on what's good in the industry and how they can jump in, my man is going to give you all the lowdown on what's happening. So definitely.
I'm excited.
Stay
I'll
tuned.
Definitely be listening to that.
Oh, no doubt. Definitely you want to stay tuned. He's in tune to what's going down with all the latest artists. So make sure you check us out tonight. You know, we just wait. You know, wait for him to call in. He should be calling in shortly. So until then, we're going to continue to rock the show. We're going to do us.
Exactly.
All right, shorty. So, again, thanks a lot, darling, for calling in.
Thank
and,
you.
And keep
respect.
Us abreast what's going on. And when you got some, I'm waiting to hear some new fire from you. So make sure you keep us abreast of what's going on so we can put it out first on the LC and Jack radio show.
Definitely. And I'm going to see you soon, too. This
that's
month
my
coming,
word,
next month
Shorty
coming
Reed.
Up.
That's it. That's what I'm talking about. That's what's good.
Fire is in the house.
That's what's good.
Yes.
All right, Shorty. We're going to talk
right.
to you.
Later. Much love.
All right. All right, Brad. I think, you know, we're waiting. We're still waiting for our guests. Well, I think we're going to do some birthdays and shout-outs. And, you know, just keep rocking the show. And to our guests can call in. All right. Got to go through my birthday list here. Let me pull out my birthday sheet here. Where's my birthday sheet? I'll tell you, Brad, I'm going to let you do shout-outs first. All right.
I got my girl Janice Marie Johnson. Today's her birthday out there, one of my Facebook friends. I got Tanisha Drayton, another Facebook friend. Happy birthday to you and my homegirl, one of the best barmaids out there from Phase 365, Miss Cleo. She was on the line last week, you know, chatting with you and everything like that.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Those are my birthday shout-outs to my friends on Facebook, all right?
That's what's good. Birthdays. Happy birthday to my girl, R&B sensation, Sade.
Oh,
52.
Man. That's my wife.
Unbelievable. I can't believe she's 52.
She told me my love is king.
Man, I tell you, 52. Michelle, First Lady Obama. She's 47 this week.
Wow, she's
yeah.
a youngin.
Oh, yeah. 47. She don't even look 47.
Obama got him a young girl.
Yeah. Keeping him right.
Right.
No.
Go ahead, friends. Wow.
My man, the former heavyweight champion of the world, Muhammad Ali.
What, Ali?
Yep, 69.
Right.
You believe it?
Wow.
Muhammad Ali, 69.
He's doing it. He better retire pretty soon. You know what
he's
saying?
Doing his thing.
Like that pension.
Unbelievable. Ah, to my man. This man is just unbelievable. When you talk about MLK, which really didn't get a chance to get into, but we'll talk about MLK. This man is a trailblazer when it comes to actors. Mr. James Earl Jones.
Wow.
Darth Vader voice.
Yeah.
80 years old. Mm-hmm. 80 years old. That blew me away when I was looking at that. I was like, he's 80.
He's one of my all-time favorite actors.
Yeah. 80 years old.
Seen him in the Jack Johnson original movie years ago.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, he played an excellent part in that.
Yeah, unbelievable, man. Oh, man. I'll tell you, I give much respect to this next birthday shout, but, man, I hated him for a long time.
Who's that?
Hakeem Olajuwon.
Oh, the Dream! I was riding the coattail when Jordan retired. Believe that, because it was red and white. He was killing the Knicks, boy.
Oh, my gosh. Unbelievable. He killed the Knicks, man. We should have had a championship if it wasn't for him.
I know, man.
He killed us.
Back to back? Oh, man.
He killed us.
Mm-hmm.
He killed us. So he's 47.
All right. Still younger than me.
Yeah. And we're going to give a happy birthday to some of our Facebook fans and friends and family. Adam Boyes, Jordy Lepore, Donna Parker, Alicia Bordes, Jazzy Davis, and to my cousin, Raynette Sutherland. Happy birthday to all from the LC and Jack radio show. I want to give a special big up to Maria Rivera, Tina Pallone, Richard Harris, Bernie Farmer, and Ron DeCastro. Big up from the LC and Jack radio show. That's what's good, Brad.
Yeah, man.
That's what I'm talking about. Well, you know, Brad, we got a call on the line, so let's take another call. You're on the LC and Jack radio show. Who do we have on line?
Larry.
You.
What's going on, my friend?
What's good?
How are you guys this evening?
We're good.
Good. It's Anthony.
What's good, Ant?
All right, how are you?
What up, Ant?
Nah, what's going on, Brad?
Yo, man. Yo, Brad's here chilling. He's live with LC in the studio.
In from the cold, yep. In the rain.
You know, he's usually all over the place, you know, in the clubs or here or there.
Well, so, I'm actually calling from the Griffin. There's an actual event tonight that I'm going to be covering.
Really?
And,
where you got? What's popping? You're in NYC, right?
Absolutely. Downtown. Downtown on 50 Gavin Fort by the Meat District.
Mm-hmm.
A little nice, lovely place. And the place is called the Griffin. And we're actually expecting Yanni, who's a clothing designer.
All right.
He's
really?
Releasing, yes.
That sounds big
releasing,
time, kid.
Absolutely. Is releasing the material, you know, the clothing line. So
right.
Big things. They expect big things from this designer. And I'm here to support and cover the actual event. Just wanted to call in and say hello to you guys and see what
all
you guys
right.
are up to.
Appreciate that.
Yeah. Well, that's what's good, man. We're waiting for our guests, so, you know, we're going to hold down the fort until we get them to, you know, come on through.
Absolutely. So I'm going to be covering this. What was that?
No, go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, I wanted to actually let you know. I'll probably speak with a few people, so maybe I'll call back in with a few guests for us.
Oh, definitely.
Well,
that's what's good. That's what I'm talking about. Live in the place. Hey, Brad, he's taking your spot today.
Nobody can take my spot. I don't hear him hype. He's a good dude, but he ain't hype enough, man.
Wow.
You got to get hyped. You got to get me excited, man. You know what I'm saying?
Well, there's going to be a lot of excitement here. We've just gotten here, so, you know, the party's about to pop
off. Brad. I'm
the only one there. I'm going to make that party jump. We're going to make it happen. I'll be the only one that's just looking in the mirror and say, hey, what up?
So
we
should have some
fire.
Yeah,
fire, baby.
We should have some good stuff here, Brad. Don't you worry. I won't let you guys down.
All right, now. That sounds good, because I might have to just roll up out of here early and meet you down at the meat pack.
I heard some big names are going to be here, man. So come through if you can.
Hey.
We'll see.
I ain't scared. I ain't never scared.
There you go. So everything's coming together here tonight, Larry. And, you know, so hopefully, like I said, we'll get some hot topics, some hot people to be talking to here tonight. And
yeah, see if you can get us a hotter interview out there in the street there.
Absolutely. You know what I do.
That's what's good.
I'm cool and collective.
Ah, there you go. Now he's getting fired up. I like that.
That's what's good. Bring us that fire, baby.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, listen, you guys have a good show. I will talk to you in a little bit.
All right. Cool.
I'll get somebody in the hotline for you, and we'll get a nice interview.
That's what's good.
All right, guys. We'll talk in a little bit.
All right, later.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right, we got another call there, Brad, so we'll take it. I'm not sure if it's our guest or not, but we'll find out.
All right.
This is the LC and Jack radio show. This is LC. Who do we got on the line? Hello. I think I heard some breathing. All right. I guess they got tired of waiting there, Brad. We had a backup of calls.
Yeah, man. The light was shining green on both sides of it. So, you know, they didn't want to run into each other.
We had a backup of calls.
Yeah, they don't want to run into each other. You know, they want to think safety first, you know.
Yeah. And we got, I'm getting people hook me up here on the chat line.
See, that's what happened when you blew up, you know what I'm saying?
You know, we're getting people here. They are anxiously.
Traffic cop on the lines here, you know.
They're anxiously waiting. You know, and we're trying to reach out to our guests, but we're still waiting. So until then, we're going to just keep rocking, you know, and continue with the show. But like I was saying earlier, Brad, we really didn't get a chance to talk about the holiday that we had yesterday, which is MLK, or really Martin Luther King Jr. And I tell you, I think nowadays a lot of our youth really don't realize the past, don't know our history. And, you know, it's so important to know where you come from as a whatever race you are, whatever nationality you are, got to know your history.
Yes, sir.
Got to make you a much stronger, much knowledgeable person. So I hope people really understand what this man sacrificed to make a better life for me, you, and, you know, my kids' kids. You know, just changing the way this world, and not even this country. I mean, he's a worldwide, I can't even say, a symbol of peace and harmony. You know, he brought peace, and that was his answer. You know what? That
nonviolent.
That's it. You know, he was. I don't know. I just almost speechless for the man. He just did so much for all people, and he didn't favor anyone. He said, "Listen, the key to our problems is nonviolence." And you know what? Yeah, you see just so many improvements over the years with people coming together that you know that was the key, that was the answer. You know, we've gotten so far, but we have to continue. We got to continue the fight, the struggle, and we need our youth to really understand the achievements that have been, you know, accomplished. And bring that to your everyday life and struggles, and try to make this world a better place. That's it. You know, well, I don't know. What's your feeling, Brett?
Yeah, you hit it on the head. It's gonna take years for it to develop. You know, we have to have the grown ups who are in place right now keep teaching like we were taught. Now, if that doesn't happen, that's why we're in the state of mind that we are in now with the youth, is because the adults, not all adults, just a majority of adults that in our neighborhoods and somebody else's neighborhood down the street or another state or in another country,
mm-hmm.
It spreads like wildfire. We're getting away from our culture, we're getting away from our heritage, and we're just taking a lot of things for granted. And that's when you lose the youth, is when our elders are not doing what they're supposed to do and teaching the youth for what they're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how the youth is getting lost, because they have no one to look up to, no one to guide them. You know?
That's right.
So when you're having babies, still having babies, you know, that's another problem. If you're a child yourself having a child, there's no way you're going to teach that child how to be a grown man or a grown woman, because you haven't even learned yourself. So that's a problem. So it's a whole ripple effect. So it has to start from the top, you know, from the grandparents on to the parents to the youth, and maybe you can put a little dent in what's being let loose right now, because it's a travesty. You know, we have some leaders that are speaking on it, but nobody's listening to them.
It's something. I hope, if you're not familiar with Dr. Martin Luther King, okay, need to go out, do your history, do your homework. If you're trying to get into whatever you're trying to get into rap game, R&B, music game, you need to really research and understand what's happening, why certain things are the way they are, and try to do what you can to make this place, this planet, a better place for not just you, but for me and for the next person. And, you know, that's what it's all about. It's all said and done. I think pretty much that's what I'm talking about there, Brett.
That's it, man. You know, you just have to focus on what you need to do in life and just go for it. You know, it ain't all about being a rapper or a singer. You could be a doctor, lawyer, you could be a bus driver, an engineer. You could be anything you want to be, you know. And that was a message that a lot of people got when President Obama was in office. You know,
that's right.
From where he came from. So that was that gleam of hope that if he could do it, I can do it too.
That's right.
And not only him, you know, remember that movie Rudy? When he was a little kid, you know, he was too short to play football or something like in that matter, and he made it, you know what I'm saying? You know, I don't know the whole story behind it, but he made it, and he was not given a chance to make it, you know, because of his size. So he's just one individual that a lot of people could look up to, say, wow, if he did it, I can do it. And same thing with President Obama. Wow, he was a black man, because we never seen a black president before. If he could do it, I can do it. I could be whatever I want to be if I put my best foot forward and do what I need to do.
That's right.
Be what I want to be.
That's right. And that's what it's all about. So I think, Brad, we're going to take some more phone calls. We do have some calls on the line.
All right.
You're on the LC and Jack radio show. Who do we have on the line? Hello.
Hello.
Yes, this is LC and Jack radio show.
Yeah, how you doing? It's Conrad.
Hey, what's up, Conrad? How are you?
Conrad, what's good?
This is LC, and we got my man Cornbread on the line for the LC and Jack radio show. Thanks very much for coming on this evening.
Yeah, no doubt. Sorry I'm late.
Nah, that's all good. Hey.
All right, we're here for the long haul.
Right.
You ain't never late.
That's right.
When you come to the LC and Jack show.
We appreciate you coming on. I'd like to just give you a nice intro here. Give me a second here. Our guest tonight first broke into the music industry in the early 90s and hasn't looked back since. He's worked with every artist that has been with Bad Boy Entertainment, helping them to be to have successful careers in the music industry. This evening's guest is the senior A&R director for Bad Boy Records, Mr. Conrad Brad DiMonchi. Thanks again, Conrad, for coming on. I'm sorry if I mispronounced your name. Sorry,
last name is DiMonchi, and it's formerly. Yeah.
Okay, it's all good. It is all good. How are you doing this evening, my brother?
I'm excellent. Excellent. We've been running around all day just having some business.
That's it. That's what's good. Well, we thank you again for you taking some time to to share your knowledge and wisdom. We have a lot of artists looking to take that next step, and you know you've been involved with many artists, so you can kind of understand the process, and that's what we really like to get across today. Can you Conrad give a little bit info on your history, what types of artists you work with, and you know some of the things that you did at Bad Boy as an A&R director?
Okay. I was there since 98, and I've worked with every artist from the early Black Rob, Carl Thomas, Faith 112, Total, all of the posts that he got with both the albums after his passing. As well as some of the later things, the Vanity Fame, Day 26, Puppy, doing everything from A&R to executive producing those albums.
And how was that experience working with Puff?
Definitely tough, but great at the same time. You know, it's like being on a great football team or a basketball team. Every player pushes each other, and the coach is hard. You know, but it definitely plays a part of being the best at it.
I give you credit because it seems like from seeing the different shows that he's involved with that, his determination and work ethic is unbelievable, but, you know, very challenging. It looks like a challenging person to work with at times.
Absolutely. But then again, I mean, that just comes with the territory. If you want to be the best, you got to work hard. And when working for someone like him that demands excellence, you just got to keep up with him, and that's it.
I hear that.
Sounds good.
That's what I'm talking about. How was it working with, I mean, I'm a huge fan of the Notorious B.I.G. How was that experience?
Well, again, I was there after he passed. You know, I did get to meet him when he was around. So for me, it was a bit different without having the artist in the vocal booth. But me also being a big fan, it was very special, and interesting and challenging, having to make music for an artist that's not there and making it feel fresh as if
right.
he was there.
That's tough, man. I give you guys credit for putting the music in together, but not having the, like you said, the artist there to tell you how, hey, this is the way I wanted that lyric delivered, and this
right.
is, I want this dropped here, or just the overall coordination of the music's got to be tough not having the other input.
Right, definitely challenging again.
Excellent. So Hugh, what was a typical day like as an A&R person of
wow.
a Bad Boy?
Wow. Well, I mean, one, the day went from a short day for me was about 14 hours.
Wow. Sound like I was in the military. Man.
Yeah, so normally, going from the morning to the morning a lot of times as far as being in the studio. And for me, I didn't have an office. My office was in the studio. I lived in the studio 98% of my time at the company. I just ran to the office for, special marketing and promotions meetings, but for the most times it was in and out of sessions. But the day is, meeting with music producers, meeting with writers, meeting with the artists themselves, being in the studio with the artists themselves, recording countless hours, recording, records and just fine-tuning. I really just had to micromanage the sound of the artist, and the best way to do that is to be there with them every step of the way.
Wow, okay. Is that still happening now, or is that like when you first started, those hours and the way you was handling the business back then?
Now, are you saying is it still happening in general in the business, or is that...
No, the way you... The way your work ethic is being in the office, living there 14 hours a day and probably like 6 to 7 days a week, I mean, that's a pure grind. Sometimes you don't have no window. Is this going to end, so I can have a vacation or something? That's what I'm getting. It's like nonstop work.
You're talking about a burnout.
It definitely was nonstop work. And I think in general, it still happens. It depends on the label.
Okay.
And how they work. I believe the artists, every individual artist with a serious work ethic probably still goes on that way if you're a go-hard kind of person.
Yeah.
I can't say that every A&R
yeah.
Is that their role that they play or that's the way they work. A lot of A&Rs do spend most of their time in the office and not, as much time in the studio. I might pop into the studio to check on things.
Okay.
And, kind of let the artist and the producer do their thing. It's just that at Bad Boy, we were always very hands-on. And the A&Rs were also producers of the songs, so we had to be there. Especially when you're dealing with hip-hop, a lot of guys that make beats are not really experienced producers.
Okay.
So, they drop off the beat, and you have to kind of be there to produce the song, with the artists and the writers.
Now, Conrad, would you come up with the hook too, or would the producers do that, or maybe you would have to even do that as well?
No, that would be a writer's job, and I did very little writing, although I did some writing. But what I did do, is I knew when the hook wasn't right or the hook melody wasn't right or when the concept of the song or the hook or certain words just didn't belong. And that's what a real A&R does. Again, micromanaging the sound. If conceptually it's not feeling right for that artist and the image that I know the label wants to portray for that artist, then I have to direct the writer, to change words or to change melodies. So even the artist, when the artist is writing, to change words, to change melodies, or that song is just not going to work at all. Or we got it right on the money, let's put it down.
Right. Okay, but you were very integral.
The producer. I'm sorry to cut you off, but also the same with the producer. The producer, you know, picking the music off, the producer's in the studio working with the artist, creating music on the spot. You know, the A&R job is also to direct the producer sonically, you know, which direction the music should be going in.
No, that's good. That's great stuff.
Wow.
Now, when you would work with the different producers and artists, what was to be expected of that artist as far as, you know, what would you expect them if you would get a new artist? And would that be something that you would sign? I guess let me take a step back. Would you have signing power or no? That basically everything would go through Puff as far as actually signing artists.
At Bad Boy, he was the main one pulling the artist in. A lot of times what he would do is look to get a co-sign on an artist, you know, that he wants to pull in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at the end of the day, it would be the A&R that's doing, you know, the album. Although, you know, he was involved, but
right.
It would be up to the A&R. So, you know, you kind of early on or sometimes before the signing, just to, you know, he would look to get a co-sign that you also feel that it's a good move bringing this artist on the roster.
And how many artists at what time would Bad Boy have on the roster?
Oh, God.
You know, say like a tip.
Anywhere from 15 to 22, 23 artists. And
wow.
A good amount of time, I was the only A&R there and had to look after all the artists. And like some years, doing 7 albums at one time.
Oh, wow.
That's unbelievable, man.
Yeah.
You did that for such a long period of time.
So what was the success rate of that bigger number?
Well, I mean, I think compared to a lot of labels, we had a great ratio of albums going gold and platinum for the amount that we put out.
Yeah.
You know, not every album is going to go gold. But just for example, you know, my career, I A&R or executive produced close to 40 albums. Every album that I worked on came in top 10 in the country, as well as having over 24 number one albums in the country.
Okay.
That's what's good.
So that shines back to you, my man, Conrad. That's right there in itself just shows how good you are. You know?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
That's what's good. That's what I'm talking about. I mean, a lot of artists out there, I don't think Conrad really understand how difficult it is.
Yeah.
From all the aspects you cover to, you know, some of the other aspects to get an artist out to even sell 400,000 copies, 300,000. They didn't even go gold, but just to get them out there and you know, get some, I guess, Billboard, you know, charting. You know, I don't really, if people understand SoundScan and really some of the other aspects that people like yourself at the labels look at and track.
Right. But yeah, you know what? Even before all of that, I think a lot of artists don't really understand the creative aspect and the time that it goes into making really good music, you know. And I'm saying literally before album was done, it might have been 10,000 man hours, you know, put into studio of doing an album. And that's literally, you know, and the importance of having someone experienced there that understands music but also understands the business of music and what a song needs to sound like. You know, it's a very important thing, you know, and that's why you have the A&Rs at the label working along with the artists and not just the artists in the studio by themselves or in the studio with a producer that doesn't really quite know what they're doing, you know, making songs or whatever you feel, you know, and that was kind of my job too. An artist is going to be an artist. They just want to, you know, sing about what's on their heart or rap about what they're feeling about or what they're angry about. But
exactly.
Then my job
exactly.
is to sit there and guide that energy in
yeah.
the way of making a great record.
Mm-hmm. So that turns into some money for you. Because, you
right.
know, the artist is typically the last person getting paid.
Right.
Well,
money,
I don't think
turns,
a lot of people understand that.
Turns
you know?
Into money for the label in general, and absolutely the artist is the last one to get paid,
exactly.
if they get paid.
Hear that again out there, everybody tuning in. We get a lot of people, Conrad, that are, you know, inspiring. They want us to play this, play that. But, you know, you need to, like you said, you really got to do your homework. You got to see what the masses, what's out there, what's, you know, what people are listening to, and, you know, how your music objectively can possibly fit into that. I don't know if people really, you know, look at it that way.
Yes, Conrad, right. This is Cornbread. Could you just explain just a little bit to our listeners that's trying to get into the game, like maybe two or three do's and don'ts of just, you know, trying to get their music out and some kind of direction on where they need to go, just so they can get a sample from an experienced A&R person like yourself?
Well, I mean, again, I think the main thing is take time to master your craft. Definitely be true to who you are as an artist. You know, like what you're talking about in your song should match your personality and how you look. You know, I see kids all the time that aspire to be rappers, and they're really good kids, but they're, you know, doing gangster rap, and that's not
exactly
really who they,
that's not
who
that
they are. You know,
exactly.
The consumer could definitely see past that. A label would absolutely, without a doubt, see, you know, past that. So be true to yourself when you're making the music.
Exactly.
You know, you don't have to be talking about guns and, you know, selling things. You're just doing things you're not doing.
Yeah.
If you're
how much money you have, you don't have. You know,
I've
seen that in some YouTube videos, and you know, somebody hit me up, and I looked at the YouTube video, but I couldn't go any further with them because I know they don't have that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You didn't know? Look authentic. That's what you're saying, Brad? Didn't look authentic.
I got more money than them, you know?
Conrad
right.
said, you ain't told me nothing, man.
You know, so how
could
I bring somebody like that to A&R like Conrad? You know, because they kind of like living a lie on YouTube, you know. It's all good and dandy to have fun, but if you think that's going to be your livelihood and you know, you're not really true to yourself, like Conrad was saying. So be true to yourself, you know, and do what's right, you know, because people are going to find you out, believe me. They're going to find you out.
Conrad, what do you think is the reason why there's a steep decline in record sales?
I mean, it's definitely a combination of different things. The internet definitely plays a big role in it. Technology in general plays a big role in it. Technology, for one, has made it a lot easier to be an artist. You know, back in the days, you had to invest a lot of money. You had to buy a tool, and you had to pay for studio time. You know, today, you could download some software for free and record some songs on your laptop, you know. So there's probably 50 times, 100 times more artists than it were, you know, 10, 15 years ago. So a lot of the fans are now turning to artists. Instead of trying to buy your music, they're trying to solicit their own music, you know. And on top of that, just access to music in general is, you know, for example, I have two teenagers in the house, and neither one of them ever asked to go buy music. You know, when they want to hear something, they just go online or look for it on their phone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so access, you know, has also made it so that you don't really have to pay
yes.
for the music.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as well as that, you know, again, the internet. You know, I look at every website like a TV channel. You know, when I was a young kid, there was only, you know, not too many TV channels, and then you had cable. You know, even now on cable, my cable goes to over 1,000 channels. You know that's entertainment taking my attention away from buying a CD or getting into an artist. But now when you look at the website, I was listening to the news earlier today, and they said there was 21 million new websites added onto the net, you know, for 2010, which brings the total to about 250 million websites. Every website is like a channel that's another form of entertainment
exactly.
that a potential fan is, you know, checking out. So the average fans now, their attention span is a lot shorter. There's, you know, a lot more other things they could be doing with their time than listening to your song or trying to buy your CD.
Exactly.
You know, and so the consumer behavior has changed totally. You know, iTunes is here giving you a choice. I don't even have to buy the whole album. I could just buy this one song, which as a consumer, it makes more sense for me. Because I don't like the whole album, I buy the three songs that I like.
Right.
You know, so it's just a combination of things, and it's not going to change. You know, the decline is going to get steeper and steeper, you know, and who knows where the business will be 5, 7, 10 years from now.
When you was at Bad Boy, what was, and I'm going to say more of the later years, what was the typical budget now that we talk again about the, you know, decrease in sales for new artists? What type of budget would they be working with,
I would say a new artist about $200,000.
Mm-hmm.
That's just for recording. You know, I've seen as low as $150,000. And, you know, it's depending on the artist. If it was a rap artist, it could be lower. You know,
mm-hmm.
for R&B or pop project, you know, it could be anywhere $350,000 to $500,000.
Well, would that really depend on the hype? Like, if there was a bit more for a particular artist?
Well, absolutely. Depending on, you know, why the artist got signed, what kind of leverage they came in, the hype behind the artist, how much we believe in the artist, you know, along with, again, creatively, what we thought, you know, would take to pull it off.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, that's interesting, you know, and good information for a lot of people now, because they, you know, they think these big advances, like back in the day, you know, the numbers were astronomical, what they were given for an advance for an artist. So what would you say, Conrad, when you first came into the game, some of the advances that were for some of the artists coming in, say like maybe like a 112 or, you know, some of the artists when you got into the game, what type of budgets were
they
working
with? Well, that was definitely more $75,000 up to about $200,000.
No, so it wasn't even that big. I thought that would be a lot bigger at that time.
No. Budgets were a lot bigger. The advances, that's a big advance, $200,000.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes you hear an artist, you know, and the artist would spin it, the media would spin it. They got signed $1 million deal, but it's not $1 million going into the artist's pocket, you know. It's
right. It's advanced.
$150,000, $200,000. You know, and then in my later years, seen a decline to, you know, $20,000 in a could advance with $75,000.
Okay, that's great information. Could you explain the process for saying you got producers out there, Conrad, that are out there looking to, you know, reach out to somebody like yourself who was an A&R person at the labels? What would really be the process for somebody that's new and upcoming to get their information in front of those A&R, those decision makers, you know, to get their beats, you know, get an opportunity.
Right. Well, I'm also the president and co-founder of PMPWorldwide.com.
You're the founder?
Co-founder and president.
That's lovely.
Right. PMP is a production marketplace, and it's, you know, a website that, you know, not only can a producer join, build their profile, and market their music, to independents market and sell their music to independents all over the world. But we also have every major record company uses us, you know, as well as a lot of publishing companies to find new talent. You know, dozens of producers have been discovered through the site, you know.
That's what's good.
Absolutely. It's a great resource for artists.
That's what's good. I did have a chance to peep it, and I love the site. I had passed your site info out to a lot of heads. Again, we get a lot of hits, emails. So, you know, we definitely get into pushing it out there for you. I like the way it's just laid out. I mean, it's so professional. And, you know, you got people, one of the producers from Idaho, something like that, got put on?
Yeah, that was, I think you're talking about Frank E.
Yeah, there was one kid from, I was like, blown away.
Idaho?
Yeah.
Potatoes out there.
I know, there's potatoes out there, and this cat just doing it.
No, he literally went from making beats in his basement to now producing for Madonna and every big act.
I didn't know they had.
Right, Vice President, Mike Karen, Vice President of A&R over at Atlantic Records, actually discovered him, as well as a bunch of other producers, and really turned his life around as far as getting him placements and putting him in the game.
That's what's good, man. You have a hand on you know, really kind of changing just the way the game is, you know, just the way you do. You know,
right.
Go out there and get that new hot blazing track.
Right.
You're changing the whole game.
Atmosphere too. Something that makes the PMP work is that we charge producers to be on the site monthly. And at first, a lot of producers didn't like it or get it because you had MySpace, which is free. But even me as an A&R, you know, when looking for quality, dope music, when you ask, would I rather go to MySpace where it's free, where you're going to have every kid, you know, just starting out making beats, not really serious about his craft, you know, on there with whack beats, or go to a professional place where the producers actually pay? Because they pay, what happens is the monthly fee is a deterrent to the whack producer.
Exactly.
So,
oh,
so,
man,
so
Conroy, you my
come,
new best friend.
So when
you my new best
PMP,
friend.
The level of quality is a lot better on that
yeah.
site. And now that's why it works. That's why the A&Rs actually use it. You know,
wow.
They know it's professional business people there to do actual business.
Thank you. Thank you very much for that. Because I've been putting that out also with my streaming video site, and it's the same thing. You pay a small subscription fee every month, and you can stream live video, and you can do video emails and stuff like that. People run away because there's other free sites. All right, you know what? You're going to be lost in the dark. Same concept, you know?
No, absolutely. There is a direct connection between investment in my craft and the outcome quality of my craft. If my craft, there's no investment and it is free, the quality will suck. You know?
Exactly. Awesome. Right. Awesome analogy. Oh, man.
This brother,
you got a great guest. This is the best guest of 2008.
No, he's laying the wisdom down here for our listeners to jump on it. You know, he makes a great point. We talked about this a little bit. Know your history, but know what you're getting into.
That's it.
You know, and know how you can get the advantage over the next man.
Yep.
You know, so
right.
if you bring, you know, spend some money and invest in yourself.
It ain't like you're going broke. You know, you pay for cable, you pay for your cell phone, you pay for a lot of stuff that you don't need. And you're getting nothing out of it. So Conroy
right, you know
is telling you that you got to pay a little something to get something out of it. So, you know, go
so
figure.
You know what? The bottom line is that this business started like the early founders of just the hip-hop business, you know, the Master P's, the Jay-Z's, the guys when it was independent. They had to invest in themselves.
Exactly.
And I think a lot of artists don't get it that you are trying to promote your business, like
exactly.
your brand, your talent. You know, it's a business that you're trying to turn into a business as far as making money. Once you're being a business person, if I want to open a restaurant on the block, there's another restaurant down the block.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I got to get some money for my rent. I got to get some money to design the place, to buy some chairs, to buy the food, and to promote the food and promote the, you know, everything. It's a business, and it doesn't run without money. Because you're broke, it doesn't mean that everything is supposed to be free. You either have
exactly.
to find some money, you know,
mm-hmm.
work and save the money, find
yeah.
some investors to put up the money for
exactly.
you. But without, you know, the money, you know, when you don't make it anywhere, don't be surprised. Drake broke on the internet because he, you know, he had a team of producers. He was paying for services. He was paying for stuff. The music was dope, but he also understood that, you know, he was a business person trying to brand and market and promote yourself, and you can't do it, you know, just by utilizing free sites. Yeah, it's good to use the MySpace, the Twitters, the Facebook, the things that are free, but when you find reputable sources that you do have to pay for, understand that you got to pay for something if you're trying to make a dollar.
Yeah.
You're right.
Trying to make a dollar out of 15 cents, like they say, you know?
You're still paying the 15 cents.
Yeah. You know?
I tell you, I love it. I love the insight.
Go back to the nursery rhymes. A lot of stuff is easy if you pay attention to Conroy and other people who's showing you. Now, you giving them free advice right now, but it's time, too, because you spending your time teaching them in a short span, and they spending their time listening.
Right.
So if they get it, guess what? They might get it.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm talking about.
It ain't really free for you sitting down, listening to the LC and Jack show.
but they think it's free Conrad. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah,
it's unbelievable. Conrad, where do you see yourself in the next, you know, 3 years? Where do you see yourself?
Definitely delving deeper into the technology side of the game. You know, even with the PMP, just trying to take it to the next level, developing software technology that can add to the new, what will be the new music business.
Do you think the music business itself, I mean, you touched on this a little bit, is it going to still flourish to some extent? Or, you know, I know that's a loaded word, flourish, but are we going to have good music? I mean, to me, honestly, it's very tough to find good music, in my opinion.
I mean, we definitely will have good music. I just think the monetization, you know, behind the business is going to be different. And that's what the labels are trying to figure out. I don't know how long it's going to take them to do that or if they will get it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But those are things that I'm focused on, where it's going, and then how will an artist be able to capitalize on it. I think people will also always be making music. You know, 3 years from now, they'll be making more music than they're making now. It's just figuring out and setting up, you know, structural, you know, whether it's websites or softwares where artists can, you know, get to a fan and then, you know, possibly have a fan, you know, exchange some type of funds, you know, for listening to the music or purchasing a CD or downloading.
Mm-hmm. Just got an email from a listener, and they're asking, well, who was your favorite artist that you worked with over at Bad Boy?
Oh, boy. That's hard. That's not a fair question, really.
Well, you know, listeners aren't fair necessarily, but, you know.
Tough crowd.
I have several favorites, though. I have several favorites. Yeah, it's too hard to pick one because, you know, throughout that 10 years, man, there were so many greats. Like, Black Rob was incredible to work with. Danny Kane was great to work with, although they were a headache sometimes. 8-Ball and MJG, they were top three, you know, on my list, you know, as far as working with them. Puffy, definitely also a favorite. It's a very bright, creative mind, you know. That would be, I think I just named five.
That's what's good. That's what's good. We've got another email here. I'm just shooting off some questions that we've gotten. What didn't you like about your job as A&R over at Bad Boy?
Well, you know,
I mean, it's everything that we do, there's something about, you're like, you know what, man.
I think overall just the business behind music, sometimes doing business, because, you know, being a lover of music and the creative process, sometimes it gets dulled down by having to get a contract done before we go in and get creative. You know, so artists we want to work with or getting a feature or getting something done with a producer, you know, the fact that sometimes it gets held up by lawyers that don't really care about the music and, you know, it's not fun and it becomes a headache sometimes. So when you're trying to stay creative and stay loving the game, but the game is also a brutal business, you know, that's something I really didn't like.
It's the upper side of the game where, unfortunately, you gotta deal with it.
No, absolutely. Yeah,
definitely.
And you really gotta love it to be able to put up with it because it really gets bad at times.
That's the thing right there. You gotta be passionate and love it.
Love what you do.
Yeah.
Like you said, the dedication. It wasn't a 9-to-5 job. You know, a lot of people think, yo, I'm gonna put in my 9-to-5 and I'm good.
Mm.
But, you know, you said the dedication of 14 plus hours.
Wow.
On a daily basis. That's real love and dedication. I got one more question, Brad. I'm gonna let you, and then we're gonna let Conrad go.
Okay.
I have my question here. Go ahead, Brett. You got a question for Conrad, and I'll dig up that question.
Yeah, Conrad, I just wanted to know, where are you in the streets right now looking for talent, or, you know, how could we find you and get you to see us, you know what I'm saying? I'm speaking for the people, so I know that's what they want to know.
How can they get at them? Well,
well,
you know, what are you into first off?
Website.
We should ask you what are you doing these days, Conrad?
I mean, besides day to day, the PMP worldwide, but I also recently launched a consulting company, and you could go to that website, conraddemonce.com, and give you information on me, my personal email to my BlackBerry, my cell phone number is on there, conraddemonce.com, and it's really for artists that they have their music together, you know, they believe in their music, and they really, you know, want to get a chance to get in front of A&R or, you know, various executives at the labels for their shot at getting a deal, and that's what I've been focused on for about the past 2 months.
Okay.
Well,
I do stream, so it's not any artist.
Say.
If your music is trash, and I listen to everybody's stuff, you know, that's why I'm sending their music. If your music is trash, it's not happening, you know, but if your music is dope, I do have the ability, because of my track record, to, you know, a lot of respect and influence throughout the industry. I can literally call up any vice
different.
President in the business and get an artist, you know, a sit down with the label.
All right.
Well, who are you, what type of artist are you looking for, Conrad?
Anything
in particular that you're looking
hip-hop,
for?
Hip hop, R&B, pop. No rock, no gospel. Hip hop, R&B, pop.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, that's what's up. I really appreciate.
I got one last one. I got one last one, Brett, before we let Conrad go. I know he's got to run, but email I found that kind of digged it out here. Who was your mentor? You've been in the game a long time. Who was your mentor?
It definitely was Harv Pierre. He's the one that gave me a shot as an intern, you know, and I think that's important too for people, whether you're a producer or artist, it's good to have a mentor that's more experienced than you, that could kind of show you the ropes and that you could watch and learn from, you know, and since starting that Bad Boy, I've really made it, you know, a point to, you know, study Harv, the way he dealt with the artist, the way he dealt with situations, you know, and kind of try to mirror a lot of what he did. You know, and, you know, just fine-tune it for myself and make things work for myself. And I think that played a big role, you know, in me, you know, starting to get successful in the business.
And that's what's good. You know, like you said, I agree. Whatever you do, whether it's music, have some type of mentor or someone that, like you said, you can learn from, and they can help guide you and mold you.
Right.
I think that's big. You hit on something that's really huge. I got a couple emails on that. I guess, you know, they're trying to get an idea. And, you know, what's good? We definitely want to have you on sometime in the future again. We appreciate you coming on and showing us love. And, you know, we're going to definitely push you and get your information out. Conrad, can you get in, for those out there trying to reach out to you, just plug your information again, whether it be MySpace or Facebook or your...
Yeah, you can go to my website, conraddemonce.com. There's some interviews on there. I also have my contact information. You know, really, it's for 21 and over only. You know, I get calls from kids. You know, if you're under 21, just have your parents reach out to me, honestly. You know,
Sounds good.
And I'm a no-nonsense type of person. Like, I really don't like people playing on my phone or calling with, you know, stupid questions. You know, if you're serious, you know, and you're ready to make some things happen with your career and you're over 21, you can reach out to me, email me, call me directly, and I will pick up the phone.
Okay, sounds
that's what's good. You listen to the LC and Jack Radio Show from A. Conrad, former VP of A&R over at Bad Boy Records. We appreciate you coming on the show, and let us know what you're into. You got something hot? Hit us up, Conrad, and we will show you much love. We, again, appreciate your support, and you know, we'll be talking to you real soon.
All right.
Okay, guys,
man. Good talking to you, man. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you for having me.
Thanks a lot. We'll talk to you real soon, Conrad.
Okay, brother.
All right. Well, there you go there, Brett. Again, another superstar guest, man, Conrad, over at Bad Boy, formerly over Bad Boy, did... I think he had his hands on just about every major
project
over there. We really circled the gamut. He gave a lot of useful information out there.
I could just feel the listeners listening, too. They was in tune. They had their notebooks out. They had their pen and paper.
I was listening.
It was like, slow down. Can I get that information again?
I had to drop the music. Because I was listening.
Yeah.
And I was getting educated myself, and I'm not in the game.
Yeah, I could tell you, he knows what he's talking about, because he was really informative, and he seems like a dude that's going to take care of business. He said he answers the phone.
Wow.
He listens to all the music. Now, I know some people don't. Like, for instance, my boy Charlie Murata. I used to bring him some CDs, this, that, and the other. He would listen to two beats, and he's like, no.
Wow.
No, he wouldn't even listen to two beats, and he was putting it in the pile in the corner. Because he didn't have time.
Right.
I mean, he has a musical ear, so he knows. And I experienced that, so I know what it is to listen to thousands and thousands of CDs from people that's good and no good.
That's right.
So you got to catch him at the right time in the day. I'm talking about Charlie Murata. But Conrad said he will listen to all the music that he gets and answer the phone.
Conrad DeMarch.
You can't get better than that.
That's a man.
I'm telling you, you cannot get better than that. So if you listen to the show tonight, you need to get that information, get on his website, check it out. If you have to pay to get on his site, or whatever it is you need to do to get your music heard, please do it, because it's going to be worthwhile. You heard it here at the LC and Jack Radio Show.
Yo, I tell you, I love the guest. He was very informative. I know I got a lot of emails on, you know, hey, I'm looking to get on. What do I need to do? Well, he just laid down the process for you. So you need to take heed. Hit up his site. I actually had a chance to check out that production site. All right. And my man is doing his thing, man. PMPWorldwide.com. We're going to big him up. I'm going to big it up next week as well. Man, show of love coming on the show. We also have some other big dogs that will be coming on the LC and Jack Radio Show in the coming weeks.
2011.
That's right. And it's just really good information. I know we will have next week, we will be on actually next Wednesday. Next Tuesday, we'll be on hiatus, so they say. You know, we'll be out in the streets there, Brad. We will be back live on Wednesday.
All right.
So, you know, check us out. And, you know, hit us up. You can hit us up at lcandjack@gmail.com, you know, if you want. And send us your emails, or hit us up on Facebook and Twitter. Let us know what you think of the show, what you'd like to hear, what's good. Just anything, whatever you got going on. So hit us up, let us know what's good. I think our street beat, Tony Tone, he actually was on hold for the longest there, Brad. So we, you know, of course we had our guests, so we couldn't take it. But I'm sure he's in the street, you know, getting some interviews for us for our next show. So, you know, got anything, Brad, before we wrap up the show?
Yo, I want to give a special shout out to a newfound friend. Her name is Genevia Ukana. She's a beautiful Nigerian girl. All right, Larry? You see this weather out here, right?
A beautiful Nigerian. That's what's good.
It was raining, it was sleeting, and it was cold. This young lady saw me walking. I was coming from the post office. And she stopped in the middle of the street and asked, "Do you need a ride?"
Wow.
I was like, "Yeah." And I jumped in there and gave thanks. And I told her I could not make up my mind which way I was going, because I was this far away from my house and I wanted to go get something to eat. So she saved me the trouble of catching pneumonia by picking cornbread up in the middle of the street. Man, I give thanks to God, and I hit her up on Facebook, and now we friends. You know what I'm saying? That's just how lucky I am. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's good.
So a big shout out to her. And, you know, I want to give another shout out to my physical therapist over there in Massapequa, New York. It's called Physical Aqua Metro Therapy. I want to shout out my therapist, Marcy Barry, and director, John Douglas. They do a good job working on my back, getting out them kinks and them tight muscles, you know.
That's what I'm talking about.
You know, that's what it is. You know, those are my shout outs because, you know.
You got them, huh? You got them all. You got them all.
One more. I want to shout out my homegirls, the Baby Dolls of Brooklyn, Simplicity, who will be on 106 in Park next week, January 25th.
premiering in a hot new video. It's called I'm the Bomb. Check it out. Simplicity, 106 in Park, next Tuesday, the 25th. And they're going to premiere their hot new video called I'm the Bomb. Check it out, y'all.
I'm the Bomb. Wow, that's what's good. We want to give a big shout out to my man, Mr. Jet. All right? And, you know, he wasn't on the beginning of the show. We gave him a shout then, but we're going to give him another shout. And we must say big up to the Jets, J-E-T-S, for pulling off the major win. But the big win will be this week. They got to get in to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
All right, that's what's good. So going to Pittsburgh, you know, in the frigid bowl, and get the W.
Wow.
All right, so let's see, let's make it happen. You gonna represent for New York? Let's do it right. Get in there, kick some steel butt, and get that W, so we can get down to Dallas. Because I'm
wow.
telling you right now, you know, I'm heading down to Dallas if you
wow.
guys can get the W.
Wow.
What's good,
that's,
Brad? We gonna take the show down to Dallas? What's good?
Man, that's kind of crazy, you know.
That's what's good. I'm going to be down
there. That's a big stadium, man.
I'm going to be big,
100,000-plus people.
Going to be down at Big D. So
wow.
the Jets make it. You heard it first here, LC and Jack Radio Show. We're going to make it down to the Big D and broadcast live out of wherever we
are.
Big.
Everything is big in Texas, you know what I'm saying? Everything.
So that's what's good. That's what we're going to do. We're going to make that happen. So it's up to the Jets.
Wow.
Let's see. I think my man Brett is hating right now. He doesn't think that, you know, the Jets are going to pull it off.
I don't like the Jets. I don't like the coach. You
wow.
know, is he related to Buddy Ryan or something like that? Is that his son? Is that his father or something? I don't know.
Yeah, well.
I don't like
none
of Ryan.
Yeah, I know. You know what? It's... He's got that way around him, you know, about him, I should say. But, you know, the players love him.
Yeah, I don't like
so, hey, if he wins the Super Bowl, you know, nobody.
I'll give it to him. I'll give it to him. Then I'll shake his hand. Not kill him. I ain't giving him nothing until he proves. You got to prove to me that
well,
you're worthy of the Super Bowl.
He's got to get the W.
Get
in the big dance.
All that hot talking, man. Ain't getting him nothing.
So this way, LC and Jack can be down in the place. And do our show live from Big D.
They got Mayor Bloomberg wanting to go down there, so you know he pulling rank.
Well, you know, when you got the big money, you know, he going to make it down to rub the big balls.
Bloomberg got more than money.
Oh, man.
He's gangster.
Oh, man.
He got a third term as mayor of New York City. That's gangster.
Ooh. He's just like, yo, I'm taking it, baby. That's what's good. But, you know, so, again, we thank you for listening in to another edition of the LC and Jack Radio Show, up close and personal, urban talk radio. Again, hit us up with your emails at lcandjack@gmail.com, Facebook or Twitter, and let us know what's good. Until next week, all right, hang in there, kick back. Remember, we're going to be on next Wednesday night, 7:30. Until then. Stay in God's blessings until we see each other next week. Good night.
Peace out.
Later.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.